Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It means everything that the locker room knows that they can depend on the guy next to them. Even if they're not next to them and we're watching the defense play, we can depend on our guys that are on that field getting the job done the right way. And the defense did a heck of a job, and they leaned on us as we leaned on them. So complimentary football, and that's Buffalo Bills ball.
Deion Dawkins, the Bills 3-1 after yesterday's comeback win in Baltimore. Bulldog, I think you're too thorough for this to have happened to you. But
what a compliment.
You ever go into a betting app and be like, oh, I really bet that? I forgot.
Oh, no, that happens all the time.
Does it?
Yeah.
I regret this one, though. It's not over yet. Because I thought it was cool that you can bet games way off in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Seattle's going to be so bad. I'll take the Chargers. I don't even know what week this is. October 23rd is the game. The Chargers -8.5 over Seattle. What would that line be right now? Way less.
I would think, yeah.
Seattle's on fire. What? Just
Seattle's
overnight.
On fire. 48 points?
48-45. Overnight, after week two, they became the team that when Russell Wilson was their quarterback, everyone wanted them to be. Let's go. Let's pick things up here. Throw the ball to your good receivers. Run more than 48 plays in a game if you can possibly do that. And they have. And so I regret this bet. I might still win it. But I have the Chargers -8.5 against Seattle, and that is probably too high.
Is 48-45 the highest scoring game in the league so far this year?
I bet it is.
Feels like it's got to be.
Does.
If it's not, it's close. And who, you know, we're sitting here one day in July or August, just, you know, look, you know, thinking about football, talking about football, looking at the schedule. Like, Seattle at Detroit. Yeah, I like that one to be the highest scoring game of the year.
Hey,
what?
My fantasy experience, no, I know this because of that. Last year it was 51-29 between these teams.
Oh, all right.
Which was that's an amazing score.
Yes, it is.
Week 17, the fantasy finals. 51-29. Rashad Penny did yesterday what he did that day. But, yeah, like two times in a row, they've scored 173 points in their last two meetings.
The story for me yesterday was not getting out of three-leg parlays when I was given the option to do that. And it was, you know, lucrative enough. But, no, I'm going to sit tight. I don't have it memorized. I just know there was in the 1 o'clock window there was one, and in the 4 o'clock window there was another. And if I had taken it all, I'd be pretty fat right now. But I didn't, and I lost them all. That's well, gambling.
You can't win big.
No.
Taking
the
deal.
Right.
Here is Ken with us. Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thanks.
I think the thing that I'm struck with the last couple weeks is, and Bulldog talked about this yesterday, I think in the post game, is we're all kind of getting used to being the favorite, right, in the league and whatnot. And a part of that is the amount of pressure that the Bills are exerting on other organizations, right? And so you saw it yesterday with Harbaugh's decision, which, you know, I agree with you guys. I think it was the correct decision. It was numbers-based, fact-based, everything like that. But it's a decision that in all my years of football, going back to the beginning of the league, like that decision just doesn't get made frequently, right? And the reason was, you know, Harbaugh thought, and Allen demonstrated this, that they were going to go out on the field and score that touchdown. So the Bills are just, you know, that's one example. And then you go back to the previous week with Tua, where, they are revisiting the entire decision-making process of what happened at halftime, and people are getting fired for, Tua coming back into the game. And I'd submit that, who the Dolphins were playing had a hand in that, maybe a significant part of the pressure. We all talked about how the Dolphins had that game circled, right? And it's a new place to be, and we're going to be getting the best that from teams every week, and I like where we're at. It's something new, and it's just something new to get used to.
Right. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, I like all of that. I mean, I think you're going to see more teams. You are seeing more teams. It's not across the board, but more and more teams do what Harbaugh did. And I know that the math is supposed to leave the opponent out of it, and maybe they do that against the Jets. But I suspect that who you're playing still matters to these coaches. And you're playing the Bills, and you're going to go up by three with 4 minutes left. How you feeling? Maybe not great. Like you're probably feeling, and Harbaugh even said it after the game. Like worst that's going to happen if we get the touchdown there is they're going to tie us and force overtime. I mean, he's bracing for the Bills to drive on them, which is a new place for us to be. Kind of.
He was right to be. He was right to be thinking that way, and it ended up happening as well. Yeah. I think so. These models where they spit out those statistics would vary some, but in terms of win probability, who you're playing does matter in the numbers based on the point spread. So if you're a 3-point underdog like the Ravens were, that would mean one thing, like your chances of winning. That does account for who your opponent is. If you're a 20-point favorite or something ridiculous like that, the numbers might look different. Maybe not in all cases. And again, like there's surely variance in these models, but it can, and I think in terms of win probability specifically, does include who you're playing, at least in that way. It might not include
baked in some way. Yeah, okay.
Right. It might not include rain, but am I a favorite? Am I an underdog? The same way, like in fantasy, you'd want to know that. I need a guy with huge upside, low floor, because I'm an underdog here, that can enter the thinking. Here is Keith next. Hi, Keith.
Good afternoon, guys. So I have a comment and a question. My comment first is that I get really tired of this McDermott's doghouse situation. In terms of James Cook, you research this guy for the draft. Clearly, you think he can help you because he's active every game, and then he goes to the bench because he makes a mistake. Like, either he's fit to be a professional football player, or he's not. Like, give the guy some touches. See if it works. I hate this. Oh, you dropped the ball. Go to the bench. He's done it with other players. It drove me nuts in the past, drove me nuts now. Second, kind of along those lines, do you think there's any possibility that Ken Dorsey does not yet have the clout that Dable had, where maybe he could push back on McDermott? And I ask that because it just seems like there's been times this year where the Bills – could have been more aggressive. They might have taken their big shot, but they didn't. I'm thinking about specifically yesterday, right after the first Poyer interception, and they run it up the middle with Moss on first down. Like, they have all the momentum there. Just seems like that's time to take your shot. And in the games where they've had leads, they've taken those shots. End of the Rams game, end of the Titans game, the big passes. But in games where they've been sloppy, they've turned it over, it seems like they've been, McDermott hates the turnover, so they kind of pull back. And I'm just wondering if you think that might be the situation.
I'm not there at all on that question. I think Davis being hobbled, if he is hobbled, I mean, he's certainly not much of a factor in the offense these two games, is part of it. Who is it that they have that can open up a defense? And against Miami, Miami was all over those guys, even 90 plays. Like, late in the game, Allen's throwing downfield, and his guys were covered. And for what it's worth, exhausted. So I'm not really thinking that way at all. I generally agree on the first point. Let them work it out. But yesterday, every game's different, right? Yesterday was they didn't have any plays to waste in this game.
They were behind. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a prediction I'll make. if you watch Tampa Bay last night, Rashad White is their rookie running back, and he fumbled the opening kickoff away. But they got way down, and Fournette gets tons of work as it is, and they used White in that game, and he played a lot, and he did well, too. And I think if the Bills are in a one-sided game, it'd be time now for that to happen with Cook. So maybe this week.
Yeah, catching the ball, right? I mean, they didn't run the ball Tampa at all. I mean,
they never do.
Yeah, I mean, just like Fournette was like -3, and this guy might have had 6 yards. But yeah, catching the ball, and he did get a touchdown, and so did Fournette at the end. Yeah, look, on the like taking your shots thing, I think, I think you have to count on your quarterback there and your receivers and recognition. I mean, I don't know, does Dorsey know for sure? How could he? He's calling a play, and if you get to the line of scrimmage and the safeties, like one of them is not deep, like in L.A. and in the Tennessee game, then that's where your shot has to come, and that necessarily doesn't fall on Dorsey. It's got to be recognition between the players out there to be able to change the play, because look, they're not in the too high shell. We should take a shot here, and they hit those shots. I'm not saying those opportunities have been non-existent. There's a variety of reasons you could have missed in the Miami game. They blitzed a lot, and maybe they got home on plays where those were available. So I don't think it's Dorsey being timid on those play calls. That is not to ignore something we've talked about already extensively today, which is their passing game is undeniably different this year. The numbers through four games tell you that. The depth of target, air yards are down significantly. Allen is in the bottom third of the league after being in the top third or higher every year of his career before this year. So they're getting the ball out faster, and the running backs are more a part of it. And so there is some shift there, but I don't think it's intimidation or like Dorsey is trying to please his boss as much. It's just coverage and circumstance.
Personnel, yeah. Thank you for the call, Keith. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.